Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dale Sviam. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Wegman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Scott Bales. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer takes first base on ball four. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Deer moves to second. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Brewers. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Wegman covering, for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Yount moves to second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Deer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Brewers. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Braggs strikes out. Two outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0 for 1 in the game. Sviem takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sviem moves to third. Rich Yett now pitching. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cerrone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Svium settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Svium is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Deer. The throw from Allenson and he is out, Franco applying the tag. Two outs. Dale Svium is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Svium is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Svium hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Svium scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Franco reaches second base with a double. Bernazard goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1 Brewers. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper juggles the ball. That's an error on Cooper. Franco moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. Frank Wills now pitching. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. One out. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Deere strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops it up and throws to first, with Wills covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sviam strikes out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cerrone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Bando pinch hits for Andy Allenson. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles misplays the ball. That's an error on Riles. Jacoby moves to third. Bando moves to second. Mark Clear now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. Bando scores. Bernazard moves to second. It's 6-3, Brewers. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sviam fields it and throws to second for the out. Bernazard moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dan Plesac now pitching. Pat Tabler pinch hits for Mel Hall. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe Carter now playing left field. Pat Tabler now playing first base. Chris Bando now catching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-4 in the game. Molitor strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard misplays the ball. That's an error on Bernazard. Cooper moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Braggs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-3 in the game. Butler strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jacoby strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.